Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. You'd think after 20-plus years I'd be able to tell time, wouldn't you? Sometimes, you know, it's just the way it is. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. You're listening to that show, the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're in our third decade, and we're glad you're hanging out with us. And you know how the drill works. Ordinarily, I would have a guest with me right now, and we're working on getting Jeffrey Zabar. We have identified him. We've located him. He's like Santa Claus, you know. He's like Santa Claus. We're tracking him on the NORAD system, and I think he's coming over the North Pole right now. There he is. Hey, Jeff.
Buenos dias. How are you?
Hey, Jeff. It's good to have you here. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen, the chief home officer, author of 3 books on how to be home-based, and an award-winning journalist, one of the great wordsmith in the world. He's our good friend, Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be with you, and got to love live radio, huh?
I know. And happy Hanukkah.
Thank you very much. We made it through another one, 57 something or other. Not sure what the year is.
Belatedly, yeah.
We've been sort of celebrating, having our fun. It's been a great season, and looking back on what we accomplished, and looking forward to what we will accomplish. So life is good.
Good, and we're glad you're here, and. And so, you know, I was telling the audience that you were part of the 20th century group. You weren't partying with us like it was 1999. You started partying with us in 1999.
There you go. Absolutely. And those were, you know, it was I used to use an analogy that it's great to be a pioneer, but pioneers often suffer the bows or the arrows and the swords and the spears of settling the land.
Yep.
And we did. And what was interesting is how it progressed. And, you know, from a time when people would look at you working from home and think, oh, you can't hold a day job, you know.
Or you're some kind of weirdo. I can remember.
Some kind of weirdo.
When I had my consulting business, my clients weirded them out to come to my office at my house.
Yeah, you know, you never have them come out. You know, you never
couldn't
have
them. I had to move out after a while because the more I developed my clientele and the more they were coming to my place, I had to go to an office because they just couldn't. That was just. I mean, nowadays I don't think it'd be a big deal, but I think back then, back in 28 years ago, it was just really bizarre to them.
Yeah, it was, and I got to tell you, even from a deeper sense, it was bizarre to them from a perspective of those weirdos who work from a home office. But cities and counties, municipalities didn't know how to deal with it, and that was tough as well because you know.
You mean from a standpoint of like some of the covenants and things like that?
Yeah, exactly. So even though you know we have clients who might be uncomfortable or we don't want them to see us at a home office, you know, legally, many cities outright. You know, banned,
right.
Or restricted use of the home as an office. And even if, and look, you know, eventually it evolved to the point where they said you can't run a printing company or a small manufacturing
plant
or whatever, but you can have an office where you essentially push papers, but still mostly you can't entertain clients or guests for business purposes. But that took a long time to come along.
Yeah,
and,
it did. I remember doing interviews 15 or more years ago with people who were fighting that fight. Remember our good friend Beverly Williams, who introduced me to you. The late sweetheart. She's gone now, but sweet Beverly.
She was one of those pioneers.
She was fighting for people all over the country, helping get awareness for being home based.
Yeah, it was a.
I'm glad we're able to remember her just now.
Yeah, you know, and that's, I got to tell you, as we roll through, you know, as we wrap the year and start to plan for next, You know, you remember who made things happen for you.
Yep.
You know, the mentors in your life who helped you get where you are, the people who you may never have known was out there, someone like a Beverly Williams, someone who was out there, you know, sort of,
The leadership, people who demonstrated leadership. And
absolutely.
You know, the back to the home base thing, you know, now it is, you know, it's not even a blink for you to meet an attorney.
Did I lose you?
It's not even a blink. Are you there? You still there,
Jim? I'm here. Here we are.
I said it's not even a blink for you to meet an attorney, and you say, where's your office? And for him or her to say, it's in my home.
Right.
Or an architect you know, anything, something like, maybe even a veterinarian. Who knows? I mean,
I got to tell you, and there's no reason that, you know, that you still get some resistance. You still have cities and municipalities that say you can't run it from home. But there truly is no reason. I mean, from a practical standpoint, you're keeping cars off the road. You know, you're lessening people's commutes around the world, around their home or wherever they are, whatever the case may be. But more from a broader standpoint, I mean, you can look at all the benefits. I mean, there's less consumption of resources. There's, you know, someone at home. I was at home once. I saw some characters walk in the neighborhood, and I sort of went out with my dog and took a little walk and sort of kept an eye on things, you know. So,
but you know, another thing, Jeffrey, in not in my lifetime or your lifetime, but in our grandchildren's lifetime for sure, they'll look back and they'll say, wasn't it funny how those people went to work? What were those high rises they went to? What were those buildings? Because they're going to be, I think 50 years from now, 60 years from now, people will be working from home.
Yeah.
Work won't look like anything like it does today. I mean, I think it'll be weird for people to not to work at home.
I tell you that.
Because of the technology, the way the communication and technology is.
Absolutely. And if you think about it, it's the way it was, you know, a generation ago. You know, people working from home, now they're going to be people working from offices. You know, it's going to continue to evolve. And it's a great thing to be part of, and it's great, you know, if you can convince your boss to accept it, you know, it's great to see.
Well, my employees, we're pretty liberal with our work situation around here, and so sometimes they have to work on the holidays a little bit. Because they get other time off, but they do it from home. They take their computers and work a little bit of time for us at home. Hey, hold on to that thought. I need your websites, Jeffrey.
ChiefHomeOfficer.com and GotWord.com.
All right. Jeffrey Zabar and I will be right back. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. See you with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.